Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the fourth beatitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, righteousness may have a certain negative connotation if you think of someone who is self-righteous. But according to Jesus, righteous means those who do what is right, what is just. It means to do the will of God. Therefore, when Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness," he might just as well have said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst to do the will of God." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the Last Supper, Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go to prison and to die for you." Now that was no arrogant boast. It was the right desire, the desire of a man who loved Jesus. Yes, Peter was weak, and he fell many times. But it was his good desire, coupled with the mercy of Jesus, that carried him to the finish line. Jesus will provide the mercy, and that is why this beatitude, to hunger and thirst, must go with the next one, those full of mercy. But our job is to foster the right desire within us, the right hunger and thirst. Thomas Aquinas was asked what it took to become a saint. He said, "To will it. To desire it." Well, if I'm honest, I have to admit that I have a lot of competing desires. I want God, but I also want a bunch of other things. So I guess the question is, what do I desire most? What do I hunger and thirst for most? Or maybe another way to ask the question is, what do I fear losing the most? The thing I fear losing the most is the thing that I value the most. So, what is it for you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our distractions show us what we really desire. The habitual difficulty in prayer is definitely distraction. And the Catechism hits us right between the eyes when it tells us that a distraction from prayer, or our distractions while we are in prayer, reveal to us what we are attached to in a disordered way. Our disordered desires are kind of like a giant vacuum sucking us toward them, drawing us in, consuming us. So, what distracts you from spending time in friendship with Jesus in meditation, from time in silent reading and reflection? That's what you want more than God. And what distracts you when you are in meditation? That's what you want more than God. Can you admit that? And then what are you going to do about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, the question is, the issue is, how do we increase our desire for God? Well, when it comes to God, absence does not make the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart go wander. Proximity builds intimacy. So how do we increase our desire for God? Two ways. You gotta cut out the distraction. And don't give me this, I'm just gonna trim it down or wean myself. Because it's your addiction. And Jesus didn't say, if your right hand causes you to sin, just wean yourself off of it. He said, cut it off. So it's time to get serious. You gotta remove the distractions. How about this? Go to bed earlier. Remove your distractions. And then spend time in friendship with Jesus, thinking about him. How do we increase our desire for anything? By thinking about it. That's what advertising has proven. If I can make you think about this thing, you'll want it. So just remove your distractions, go to bed earlier, and spend more time with Jesus, thinking about him, and then persevere. And guess what will happen? Your desire for God will grow, and your disordered desires for everything else will diminish. That simple. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John of the Cross, in his Living Flame of Love, says, "The desire for God is the preparation for union with him. And the desire for God is fueled by the imagination. So we need to feed our imagination with a steady diet of images that increase our hunger for God." And the Bible has some great ones. For example, I know, and I think you know from experience, that the things of this world, they're just not enough. We're made for union with God, and He's infinite, infinite goodness, truth, beauty. Nothing in the world is infinite. So it all leaves us hungry and thirsty. But the heart of Jesus is the fountain of living water. As Jesus said, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me. Let the man come and drink who believes in me, for from my heart shall flow a river of living water." I want that water. I want the heart of Jesus. My favorite scripture verse out of all of them is Psalm 36, verse 8, where it says, "And they will be inebriated with the richness of thy house, and you will give them to drink from the torrent of your delight." I want that torrent of living water. I want that torrent of God. Often when I'm in meditation, now you have to remember, the torrent will come, but it begins as a trickle. And often in meditation, I'll sit there, and I'll think about the water flowing in to my feet and just start slowly flowing up. And I want that water. I desire it. I thirst for it. See, we got to use our imagination. That's why God gave it to us. So that we will desire Him more. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, we have this infinite desire. What will satisfy? An infinite number of dollars?
You know, I haven't tried that yet. Maybe I should find out.
An infinite number of lovers? You haven't tried that either, have you?
That just sounds kind of annoying.
An infinite number of houses?
You'd never even see most of them.
Infinite travel?
Well, there's a lot of places I wouldn't want to go.
Some people want, they're addicted to winning. To win an infinite number of times. See, I mean, you get my point. What worldly thing, earthly thing, are we going to seek an infinite number of times to try to satisfy us?
Yeah, I think that's the thing about addiction, though, is that it is addictive entirely because it is not satisfying.
I've never thought of that.
We learned this as kids with soda, that it makes you more thirsty. It makes you want more. It makes you crave sugar more. It makes you want more and more and more because you're so unsatisfied the first time you drink it, but you're convinced that you're just right on the edge of satisfaction.
Yeah. Wow. That's true. That's true.
It's the same with most actual drugs. They say it's never quite like the first, as in it's never actually satisfying from some point forward, which is why you need the increase. And it's also why decreasing slowly is going to do nothing to stop your addiction.
That's very insightful.
Because you're always going to want more and more and more. The whole will still be there because it creates the whole just by its presence.
That's so insightful. It creates the whole.
Mm-hmm. It is the whole in a way.
Wow. So what's the way out?
For one thing, cold turkey. Very effective. Sucks at first. Kind of the only way out.
But it has to be replaced.
Yes. I didn't mean to say
No, it is cold turkey.
The only way out, but yes. It has to be, that has to stop entirely. And you're really never going to be able to get through that second phase without the motivation to do so. And the thing that's fully satisfying. But the hard thing is that at first, like you said, it is a trickle. So you've got this hole and now you've agreed to stop using the thing that makes the hole. However, at first, nothing else will feel satisfying because you've got this great want created by an addiction.
However, I don't want our people listening to misunderstand what I meant. I think God in his mercy, I've experienced this, many people experience this, that I remember vividly being deeply, gravely sinful, addicted person, and going cold turkey, mm-hmm. And experiencing the mercy of God, experiencing God, being flooded with God. He gives us a big rush. He gives us a big dose of himself up front.
But then you got to be really careful about that too.
Right. But he doesn't want us to get addicted then to the emotional attachment.
I think that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That
but he
you
does
can't
give.
Always expect the emotional. You have to know what the absolute good you're being offered is. And in his mercy, we're often given that emotional side as well. But
yeah.
If you're hoping that's going to fill the same hole, it can be a kind of a dangerous road to go down.
I totally agree.
By comparing it to something that's much beneath it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I do think God gives a little boost in the beginning.
And without God to replace it, you're always going to find another addiction. I think that's the big thing, is you're going to find something to fill your life with either way. And if that thing isn't first and foremost God, other things will find their way in.
Absolutely. And every one of us has our addictions, our disordered desires. And I really think the clearest diagnostic is what keeps you from prayer.
Yeah.
And what distracts you in prayer.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such a good, I'm going to start using that as my number one examination of conscience as well. Just where does your mind keep, it's like you're on a hook and you're getting pulled in one direction, you know? So it's an easy, simple, because it's already on your mind. You've already written it down in a way.
It's the issue is it's constantly on our mind. Mm-hmm.
It's almost so omnipresent that you're not even aware it's there anymore.
Yeah. Now, if that thing is, let's say that thing is work or your kids, you can't cut yourself off from them. But what we can do is that we can dedicate time to prayer where we say to God, Lord, what I want is you.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time this concern or thought about work or my kids comes up, I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And turn my attention back to you.
If you can't love God through those things, then they should be cut off. But everything else, you should just be returning to loving God through those things.
Yeah. However, I think a lot of times we deceive ourselves into thinking that when we're praying about work or about our kids, we're actually...
We're not. Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
And that's like... I mean, basically, we're not in friendship with
it's
Jesus.
It's more like you got to check your coat at the door.
You got to check your coat
at the
door.
It'd be like showing up to your friend and then you just want to text them while you're in the same room. And they're like, I'm right here. Could you? I know you think you're texting me, but you think we're talking, but we're not.
And Jesus does want us to bring our problems to him, our concerns, our responsibilities.
Start there and then get to the greater side of the relationship.
I actually think, I've been thinking about this. I think we should start the opposite way. How would you feel if every time a friend came to you, they just unloaded their problems on you?
Oh, no, that's never happened before.
I mean, after a while.
You're right. Yeah.
You're just annoying. I don't want to be annoying for God. How about, but if a friend came to you the other way, if a friend came always interested in you, then...
Yeah,
you would...
which is different from, it's good to start with a how are you, but that's very different from, here's my problems, can I borrow some money?
That's what we do in prayer.
It's mostly, can I borrow some money, which is very different.
This is what we do in
because
prayer.
Because we also, granted, you want the vulnerability of being able to bring your problems to God. The way you really, if you're never sharing your problems with your friends, you lack vulnerability. But there's also just using your friends, and then there's also just... quote unquote borrowing money.
Yeah, we just use God. That's just the brute fact is we just use God. We dump our problems on him and then we ask him for money and then we're mad that it's not in the account fast enough.
That's very accurate. We sound like terrible friends.
We are terrible friends.
We're terrible friends.
You know, I think the whole point of life is just to come to the point where God doesn't find us annoying to be with him.
That's a pretty high aspiration right there.
How about instead we come, we check our coat at the door, check our problems at the door, and say, Jesus, I really just like being with you. I just want to be with you.
Yeah, and then in a way, I think you might actually find all of your problems melt away in a certain sense.
Because he's the only infinite thing we need.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he would say to us, if he would say to me, okay, Michael, if I solved, satisfied, fixed the 10 problems you have right now, would you really be satisfied? Would you really be perfectly satisfied? I'd have to say no.
Yeah, because most people who are asking for money all the time, they're usually spending it some way. So we find new ways to spend it.
Yeah.
And then we'll find new debts that need to be filled.
Often Jesus says, as he asks me a question in prayer. He'll ask me, Michael, why are you here? What do you want? And that's when I have to catch myself and say, Lord, just you. Just you. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.